How do you know you've reached the end of a journey? Is it when the pressure eases enough that you can breathe? When you can sleep through a night without waking up sweaty, questioning the choices that got you there? I keep waiting for that feeling to kick in. The one that says, I've made it. I thought it would happen at DeBajo, or one of the half dozen premiere shows since. Maybe when the top 100 DJ list came out. It hasn't. Now, I'm backstage after playing Wildfest on a cool night in Colorado. The Red Rocks Amphitheater is a natural wonder, and I rocked my set. Sweat rolls down my neck and between my shoulders, joins what's already collected at my low back over the past 90 minutes. My outfit sticks to my body as a circle of guys look over from their booze-filled cups.
A girl made it to the top 20,
one DJ comments as I tug off my wig.
Can't remember that happening.
You beat Max,
another says.
Where is that fool?
Eldin, a DJ in his late 50s with wrinkles around his eyes, lifts his cup at me. I nod in return before going in search of my gear bag backstage. Wig in one hand, I take off my headphones and wind the cord around my hand. In a dark corner, I bump into someone. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Two guys look up. One has slumped posture and bleached blonde hair buzzed short, and the other is Max, the DJ I beat out on this year's list. Max tucks something into his pocket and shoves past me, and the other man follows, shooting me side-eye on the way. I grab my bag, tucking my wig and headphones inside. My attention lingers on the gems flickering stubbornly in the dark. The diamonds soak up every bit of light as if they refuse to be ignored. Not unlike the man who gave them to me. For the past 8 months, I've been to every corner of the globe, but I haven't set foot in Ibiza or seen Harrison King, the man who made a stubborn, suspicious girl fall in love, the one who took it away because love wasn't as important as his vendetta. For the first time in my life, I felt what love can do, how it changed me, made me feel alive, until it didn't. I'm not that girl anymore.
The robots are suspended from the ceiling to do what? Acrobatics? I demand. Sawyer leans in, looking impatient. They serve drinks. The trendy pub in Brooklyn gave us their prime seating. Two low-profile couches and a glass coffee table. Tyler Adams's security is positioned between this section and the rest of the room, dissuading anyone who thinks of coming over or taking a picture. Mostly he's watching three grown men have an argument. They run on a track, Sawyer gestures to the space over his head, along the bar. I figured the only club robots were the kind that danced on stage, Tyler comments. Sawyer shakes his head. You can use robots for photography, AI for optimizing what's captured. There are clubs in London with interactive walls where you can create your own light displays. The man across from me is Sawyer Redmond, co-founder of a major tech and industrial company. He's one of a few men I've met who is taller than I am. His long, unruly hair falls in his face every time he moves, making me itch to grab a fistful and saw it off with a butter knife so I can look him in the damned eyes. I'm here to see Sawyer about business, but when Tyler said he was in town, I suggested we meet. The only time he had free was now, so I figured I could see two friends at once. Sawyer and I went to school together, I informed Tyler. He was this genius prodigy, pulling straight A's in senior engineering. Hope they kept you warm at night. You wind up with any souvenirs of that time in your life? Seems it worked out, Tyler comments, slinging an arm over the back of the velvet couch. It did, on paper. Sawyer co-founded his company and is on the way to making himself a wealthy man. I have an empire. One my enemy wants to burn to the ground, starting with King's last year. I told myself I could move on and have a future untainted by my past, but Ivanov seems determined to make sure that's not true. The police weren't able to find the man responsible. I know Misha was behind it, but I can't prove it. Since then, his reach has only expanded with new acquisitions fueled by drug money. I've used the time to regroup. I will get revenge. That's the only thing that matters. Doesn't hurt that you've lost everything else.